The Golf Show, with thanks to Next Level Golf. Visit www.nextlevelgolf.com.au and take your game to the next level.
And Dave Roberts, I am joined by him at Sunny Tatura, the president of the Golf and Murray Golf Association, fresh off running onto the SCG last night and congratulating Buddy. No, he didn't. Dave Roberts, how are you?
I'm very well, Mark Statsman.
Thought I saw you in the crowd there just patting the buddy back there, just, you know, saying congratulations, bud.
Yeah, that was me jumping over the fence on the Sydney cricket ground. Yeah, can you just imagine?
Yeah, could you imagine me just rolling out there as well?
Can you imagine me running out on the oval to pat Buddy on the head? But it's an incredible achievement, isn't it? Huh?
Oh, it was a great achievement. I thought it was a great moment in sport, one of the best moments I've ever seen. I think, you know what, for all the sort of controversy around it with COVID, let people celebrate sport. I just thought it was a great moment.
What I thought was incredible is watching that, the drones, the photo, the shots from up above as all these people just emerged and formed this huge brownie white circle.
Well, I feel sorry, Dave, for Isaac Heaney. He kicked 5 goals and no one noticed. That's who I feel sorry for, like no one cared.
It's a funny thing, sport, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah, so what are we doing? You'll be just about getting ready for footy soon too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we're sort of in that sort of mode at the moment. I'll be going into music between 8 and 10 next week and then plotting our course from there. But we'll still have you 10 o'clock every Saturday morning to take us through the winter months, of course, with golf. A golf's an all-year-round sport, and happy to have you on board, Dave, for the winter months.
That'll be great, and 10 o'clock suits me. I better do something about golf today?
No worries. I'll do a little tap dance while you talk about golf.
Righto, and you can get your music ready if I run out of wind.
No worries, mate.
Let's, in the normal international scene, the WGC Dell Technology Match Play event is on in the big US of A. 64 players divided into 16 groups of 4. They get 3 matches each, and then the best of the group go through for the knockout stage. Well, sort of overnight, if I call it that, there's still a few games. Adam Scott defeated Jordan Spieth. Mark Leishman defeated Luke List, and poor old Lucas Herbert is 4 down after 12 a little while ago. So that's the news there. It'll be interesting to see who goes through to play it. But a few of them haven't played in preparation for the Masters. And, yeah, the Masters is looming, one of the big events of the year. And saw yesterday that Phil Mickelson is not playing. The first time for 28 years that Phil Mickelson won't be in the field for the Masters. And, he said he's not playing. There's a whole lot of contention about why, but he's made a few statements in recent times that have lost him a bit of support. He's lost a couple of sponsors over it. So, yeah, a few big comments mightn't have done him the world of good. So he's done the probably the good thing in his mind is to say he's not going to play, so there's no controversy as he's walking down the fairway. So that'll be interesting. 28 years Phil's played that event. Australia, sort of the news this week, it's not an event or anything, but the one that took my mind is the Professional Long Drive Golf Association and Golf Australia have signed an alignment agreement. It's aimed at increasing participation in the Professional Long Drive Golf Association events for both men and women. And it's just another different aspect of golf, of what happens where they just have these events and see who can hit the ball the furthest. They get huge followings at some of them in America. That it's got a big scream and yell appeal for the crowd. So, yeah, Golf Australia are going to try and help there get more things in. Just expand of golf, a different aspect of how it goes. Before I get into Around the Traps, let's welcome a few visitors to the district. It's one thing about golf that we probably don't acknowledge enough is what it just brings into this Goulburn Murray Golf Association district. There's a lot of people over the last few weekends and this weekend at stay and play packages at the clubs that have got accommodation. Shepparton, Cobram, Baruga, Toke, Rich River. They've all got their motels and the people come in. So it's great for the economy of the district. The golfers come in and help. And up at Hilltop, I give my own club a plug, the caravan park's full. Great to see. It's always a great atmosphere with the caravans around the Hilltop Club. So there's a group there from Sussex Inlet. And a couple of people I've met over the last couple of years, Leonie and Jerry Howard, they're regular visitors, play down at Safety Beach. They bring their caravan up to Tatura, love it up at Hilltop, and they've joined up as members. So welcome to Leonie and Jerry. Great to have you around. I got the honour of having a game with Jerry today, and I think Leonie will be just about heading out to the tee. So have fun out there, and let's see how the golf goes today. As I head around the traps, okay, Liam Ridd, I'm going to start with Shepparton today, mate, so don't complain that if I've forgot you this week and haven't got enough. So, Shep, you're on top this week, Liam. Stableford event on Tuesday, sponsored by Sherburn Hotel. A-grade was won by Robert Stavronowski, 39 points. B-grade, David Baldwin with 40 points. Women on Wednesday, a good field of players, and they were sponsored by Horsler's. Winning A-grade, Angela McLeod with 40 points. B-grade, Mort Davies with 26 points. I thought you'd need a few more than that. Karen Sharon, C-grade with 37 points. Second last run of the men's Kentucky Fried Chicken run on Wednesday. 58 of them. 23 was the winning points by Tim Truen. Now, their order of merit is raring to go next Wednesday, the 30th, where they have their shootout. It's a good event. Liam has explained this to me. So Brendan Lott at the moment is leading with 53 points, down to Cole Basham in 10th place with 34 points. So double points are on offer this week. So good luck for that shootout on the 30th. That should be really, really fun, and I think it's a big crowd pleaser. Four-ball Stableford was played on Thursday. Big field, combined score of 73 points, Paul Tobin and Alan Smedgy. They won on a countback from Alan Rosignoli and Neville Lavis. One of the highlights, and this is one of the few this year so far, Josh Sawyer secured his first ever hole-in-one on the second hole. So well done, Josh. And 2 days after his hole-in-one, that was on the Thursday, he was married to his fiancée on the Saturday. So great big week, Josh. Congratulations. Friday, ladies' nine-hole competition, supported by Central Tire Service. Winning with a great score of 24 points was Julie Cobbledick. Well done, Julie. Great score over nine holes. Quality teams supported men's and ladies' Stableford on Saturday. Winning A-grade, Warren Dodds with 40 points. Brad McMinman won B-grade with 41. And C-grade, 45 points. Dan Truen. Well done, Dan. Great effort. Ladies event, Sharon Moore won with 35 points ahead of our district captain, Mandy Farram, on 34 points. And their Sunday again, 23 in the comp, 18-hole comp, 37 points. Kevin O'Donoghue won that. This Sunday, they've got their quarterfinals of the GMCU four ball, so that'll be fun. They'll be playing, and then the last Sunday of the month, they have some music around the bar and a bit of fun. So good luck there at Shepparton. I go across the river to Maroopna. Saturday, big field. Peter Eggleston won Division 1. The rest of them must have lied down to get Peter to win. Division 2, Craig Durston won with 69 net. Great score. And Jeff Bailey won Division 3 on 71. Ladies, Division 1, Tanya Nightingale with 70 net, and Division 2, Sue Cornish with 77. Sunday event, Kevin Jones won with 42 points. Monday, Julie Evans was the best with 39 points ahead of Peter van Tegelen on 38. And Tuesday's event, Michael Condon won with 42 points. And Wednesday, I go back a week, Wednesday it was too wet for the ladies. We talked a bit about that last week. And then their twilight event, Andrew Painter won with 20 points ahead of the poor old Captain Steve Nioa on 18. Bad luck, Steve. You need a couple of more points, mate. Thursday event, Gary Colbert won. And at the moment, and today, they'll be out there trying to qualify for the Tony Bullen four-ball best ball par event to get in for their playoff. Over to Merrigan, they had what they call their opening day for the season last Saturday with a four-ball best ball sponsored by Brendan Roberts Constructions. Course was in top shape. Corey Bergerhofer and Bernie McCarthy ran out easiest winners with a great score of 47 points. They were last-minute pairing and both be happy. How often does that happen at golf clubs where someone doesn't have a partner? They get paired up on the spot and they go out and win. It certainly happened a bit in my experience. Hilltop Women. Golf has taken off the agenda as rain last week, but they had a heap of fun there in the clubhouse. They had a putting competition. They got all dressed up in green for St. Pat's Day. Beck Jeff has won the final round of the putting contest in the clubhouse, and she donated all the winnings to MND charity. So well done there, Beck. And then last Wednesday, which we'll report on next week, they had a big 27-hole foursome stroke event in memory of a couple of former women great members of Pogues and Jeffers, Betty Jeffers and Sue Pogue. So, yep, I'll be good to report on that next week. Monday, the end of the Labor tournament, sponsored by Thrive for Life. And would you believe Jack Farrow, who is Thrive for Life, he had the best score of 40 points. Being a great sponsor, he said, no, I'm not going to win the prize for my sponsorship day. So Dean Lombardozzi, with 39 points, actually got to take the trophy home. So great gesture for Jack in one sponsoring and then two not accepting the winner's prize. Tuesday, a little bit calmer after the big weekend. Ray Whitfield won with 39 points. Thursday stroke event, Bob Wilds with 66 net. Now, a few of us have trouble believing that, Bob, but that is a fantastic score. Well done. Twilight, sponsored by Matt Langley Electrical. Robbie Montgomery, this is unbelievable, 25 points. And all the question, how can you do it, Robbie, after your last few weeks? And he just said, his reply, it's all about the putter. It was the putter. It was working for a change. Saturday, we played Par Plus, sponsored by myself and Rod Schubert. It's about the 15th year that we've sponsored that event. It's just something a little bit different. A good Beck Jeffers won the women's event with plus one from a new member at Hilltop, Diane McMinn, on minus one. Men A grade was Terry O'Brien on plus three. And B grade with plus five was Dar McNair from Johnny Owen on plus four. So some great scores there, guys. Up to Numurkah, the old mate Shankster's back riding, and the poor ladies at Numurkah, they are crying a little bit, although they're really happy eating from some delicious scones, but they're crying because they had their annual Gong Day challenge with the Nathalia women, and the Nathalia women won. They beat the Numurkah girls on their own course. Now, this event's been going on since 1968, so it's a fantastic thing. Numurkah women and Nathalia women playing for this Gong Award, but the Nathalia had the best average of 27.4 compared to Numurkah's 26. So those scores are a bit of a reflection of the rain and the heavy course. But a great day, and it's good fun to see that event that's continued. Sort of in Doreen Button from Nathalia had the actual best score of 38 points, and the report is she might have played a different course than everyone else. She did so well. Nola Dalton and Bev McIntosh took vouchers in Division 1 with 31 points. Saturday, much better conditions, and Julie Hannaford, she seems to be not complying with the old story. If you're captain, you usually cop the pressure and don't play too well some Saturdays, but Julie's had an incredible run. She took home the Numurkha leader and Aaron K. Smith monthly medal shirt with a winning score of 72 net. Well done, Julie. Good to see a captain and some workers winning events. Chook run, Debbie Cairns was the winner with 41.5 net from the Bevs. All the Bevs finished with 42. In the men, Graham Doggy Sprunt continued his good recent form, taking home the Pierre Classen monthly medal on Saturday. 69 net was just good enough, and from another informed player, As Simmons, breathing down his neck with 70 net to be the A-grade runner-up. Also, in B-grade, Bill Padgett prevailed. On Thursday, the fun day up at Numurkha, Chris Anderson has been in the doldrums, and he's had a few lessons from their professional, Anthony Bear Sanders. Taken a while for the lessons to settle in and adjust, but Chris has made the right adjustments. Excellent score of 40 points to win a B grade. Steve Thornton's 37 points was good enough to edge out Doggy Sprunt 36 in A grade. And here we go, what we need to know all the week. Da-da-da-dum, boiled lollies. Barry Smedgy added to must be a huge stash of boiled lollies. They're having a go at you, Barry. Be careful. And he only had 21 points. All right, I'm never going to be game enough to go up there. I'll get a few mates to help me. Valley View, they had a lot of their club officials away on a trip to Bright, I think, to play. And Peter Mangan stood up as captain for the day and made a huge decision, and he changed the scheduled par event to Stableford. That was a Bright decision there, Peter. Many of them applauded the decision, but only Paul Dickens was able to better his handicap with 38 points. Well done, Paul. We haven't had many stories of Paul's exploits of swimming in dams and hitting trees or anything for a while, so he must be into a good form here with his golf. He won B grade with five shots, and President Biden McAuliffe, looks like he's copping the President of the USA's title here. Biden McAuliffe won A grade with 35. Marlene Topp won the ladies with 32 points. Scoring in the week, earlier in the week was a bit better, and Ron Dixon continued his recent good form with 41 points. I reckon, Ron, you get read out every week here. And the funny thing, poor old Valley View, they had trouble with their printer to get the cards printed. Craig Larkham, he does the report, and he reckons he's a bit of a techno guy and could fix it. No, three men standing around couldn't get anywhere until Helen Emery come into the club and had to tell them, there's a light flashing, you've run out of ink, boys. So there you go, a little bit of fun for the people. Needed Helen to fix it up. Today, they'll be over, though. I reckon the barbecue might be just getting lit there, because they've got a barbecue at 11 a.m. for assembly at 11:30, 12:15 p.m. tee off for an opening day Pinehurst medley event. So good luck, Valley View. Have a bit of fun out there today. Down at Kyala, Saturday, men's A grade, Gary Mott won with 69 net, and B, Ross, club captain Campbell, won with 74 net. Good on you, Ross. I hope you've got your telephones fixed over at the TAFE College where no one could ring you up yesterday. Wednesday, women, Division 1, Barb Rayners, secretary of the club. Good on you, Barb. Division 2, Gwen Prince. On Thursday, Stableford, A-grade Graham Mills won, and B-grade Mario Braderick won their Stableford event. Across to Parkland, was opening day last Saturday. People still have opening days, even though we play all year round. So it's sort of opening of winter. Faye Fankhauser and Lynn Berry were the winners of the women's with 41 points, and Vin Sleeth and Peter Barrett, the winners of the men's with 45 points on a count back from Doug Cox and Tava Price. Tuesday's women was won by Mary Elliott, taking the honours in A grade with one down in par. Pam Stokes won B grade with a finish square, and in C grade, Jenny Todd won three down. The men also played par on Wednesday. Tom McConkie took out our A grade with plus three, B grade Alan Williams Square, and C grade Barry Weaver on plus three. Finished down south, Ngambi. Thank you, Ngambi correspondents. Women on Wednesday, they played stroke. Irene Keogh, 81 net, and the winner of C grade and the monthly medal was Jane Bowe with 79 net. Well done, Joe. Good, Jane, good to win a monthly medal. Next Wednesday is the final round of their celebrations, summer round celebrations, and they're going to have lunch at the Top Pub, so be a good spot to go to Ngambi for lunch. Chicken Run, they played the back nine, Stableford, and the winner was Irene Keogh with 20 points. So Irene won on Wednesday, and then she won again on Chicken Run on Thursday afternoon. Well done. Where we head next, that's the end of Traps Sunday. We have the big district teams event at Hilltop, and I am really, really, really pleased to report there is a full field. I've had to turn a couple away. We can't get any more in, so going to be a great big event for the Grey Barton Cup for men and the Golan Hicks Kelly Shield for the women. Looking forward to getting everybody out for that. And so I guess the prod heading out in the future, Sunday the 1st of May, we have the district mixed at Kyala, and that's to be run in the conjunction with their big Frank Bush Memorial mix. So that'll be good, having a district mixed with a big club event. So Mr. Statsman and listeners out there, I have reached the end of my report, and I reckon we've hit 10:30 pretty well here, Mark.
No worries, Dave. You've done pretty well, considering you ran onto the SCG last night to congratulate Buddy and then present all that as well.
You can sing for 2 minutes now to keep everybody happy.
Oh, I can only sing in the shower, mate. That's about my forte when it comes to singing.
No good, because you get a wet tongue if you sing in the shower.
No worries. I used to love the singing fisherman as a kid, though, Johnny Orton.
Oh, okay, yep.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a good memory for all your favourite songs.
Yeah, I certainly do. Well, we'll do it all again next week, Dave. Thank you for that.
Righto, mate. Thank you. See you next week. Thanks, golfers.
And that was Dave Roberts from sunny Tatura on your Saturday morning, the president of the Goulburn Murray Golf Association. And he'll be back with thanks to Next Level Golf after the 10 o'clock news in the morning next Saturday morning.
Next Level Golf. Take your game to the next level.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter. And tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.